It's 4:01 at KSL News Radio. We have broken clouds, 75 degrees.
And we have a slow northbound commute in Kaysville. I'm Joe Davis.
I'm Jeff Kaplan. KSL's top story, the NRA wants to sell gun owners insurance in case they end up using deadly force in self-defense. It is not sitting well with some, though, who fear it will encourage happy trigger fingers. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has the story live. Paul?
Jeff, it's called Carry Guard, and it covers the legal expenses of someone who may have fired the weapon on someone else. Utah Shooting Sports Chairman Clark Apogian says people who have used guns to protect themselves in the past have faced serious legal costs.
And they end up spending their entire life savings, their family's life savings, if it's available, just to defend themselves against a civil or criminal action.
But gun control advocates say this kind of insurance could lead to people being more comfortable with just firing their guns recklessly. Some have even labeled it murder insurance. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
All right, Paul, now more of our top stories. Here's Sandy Collins.
Jeff, new body cam video proves how quickly encounters between suspects and police can turn violent or deadly. KSL News Radio's Peter Seymour reports from Orem.
Push your hands around your back!
Orem police body cam video shows a suspect lying to officers about his identity, getting out of his car, and pointing what turned out to be a BB gun at them. Lieutenant Craig Martinez says the officers tried to be nice at first, but suspect Anton Bay yelled at them to kill him. They tackled and arrested him without firing a shot.
Bay had outstanding charges against him, a warrant for his arrest, now facing more criminal charges. A speech by a white nationalist came to a quick end when protesters shouted him down. Now with KSL's top national stories, here's Maria Chaleos live at the KSL National News Desk.
Sandy, white nationalist Richard Spencer's speech started off like this at the University of Florida.
Do you not want to hear something, poor little babies, that might contradict something your professor told you? Oh. Might you have to think a little bit, child?
Spencer was shouted down by the crowd and unable to continue. Meantime, outside the auditorium,
you appreciate expecting!
If you appreciate expecting!
Counter-protesters confronted a man wearing a shirt covered in swastikas. Someone apparently punched that man in the face. Former President George W. Bush is warning of a political climate in which bigotry is emboldened.
We've seen our discourse degraded by casual cruelty. At times, it can seem like the forces pulling us apart are stronger than the forces binding us together.
During a speech in New York City, the former president said the country must not continue down a path where arguments turn into animosity and disagreements devolve into dehumanization. White House Chief of Staff and retired General John Kelly today defending President Trump's call to the widow of a soldier killed in Niger.
If you elect to call a family like this, it is about the most difficult thing you could imagine. There's no perfect way to make that phone call.
Kelly today saying that he was stunned by a congresswoman's criticism of the president. And much of the United States will be in for another warmer than average winter thanks to likely La Nina conditions. But NOAA's Climate Prediction Center says we aren't likely to see the extreme warms of the past three winters. Live at the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Now the politics on KSL. During his monthly news conference on KSL today, Governor Gary Herbert says he believes President Trump would do well to narrow his focus and collaborate more with Congress and the states.
Running a government is different than running a business. It's nice to have some of those business practices and understanding of the free market capitalistic system that we have here in America. That's good news. But it's not a dictatorship. You can be the boss of a company and pretty well what you say goes.
Herbert called the president's efforts so far erratic. At the same time, he praised some of President Trump's political appointments. Former Salt Lake County recorder Gary Ott died overnight from Alzheimer's disease. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has reaction from family and county officials.
Ott's brother Marty hopes Gary is remembered for being a good, solid citizen who made valuable contributions to society. County Councilwoman Amy Winder Newton echoed that sentiment on The Doug Wright Show.
I'm very reflective of Gary's service, and he served a long time in that office. And he did a great job serving as our county recorder.
Ott's death comes after months of questions around allegations that employees hid his health condition to stay in their appointed positions.
This has been difficult. It was hard on the county overall. It's difficult, especially for those employees in the recorder's office.
Winder Newton says they'll honor Ott at next Tuesday's county council meeting. Live, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
KSL News time now, 4:06.
Ricky Meese, what's happening on the roads?
Well, we already have slowdowns on I-15 in Box Elder, Davis, Salt Lake, and Utah counties. Plus, we have a new crash with possible injuries, 2700 West, 5400 South in Taylorsville. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
My Minute's coming up in just a minute.
Why does Utah tune in Doug Wright?
You'll drill down with the people who make the news.
It's where to go when you want to know.
Doug Wright Show.
I want people to feel that they're getting all the sides of the story.
Doug Wright.
This is a guy who knows the state and is able to put a voice to it.
Weekdays 9 till noon on KSL News Radio, Utah's news station.
Sarge, we don't get it.
How are they selling new Volkswagens for $7,700?
They're not. It's $7,700 to rent it.
You mean...
Yes, that's only the rent charge.
But then you'd owe an additional $8,000 if you want to keep it.
Sir, why would anyone want that? They don't. That's why they buy their vehicles from Strong. Strong Volkswagen of Salt Lake City.
Every new Jetta, $11,000 off.
And you own it.
Passats, $12,000 off.
And you own it.
Pile Trax and 2017 Tiguans, $13,000 off loan value.
And you own those, too.
Why would you want a lease anyway when you've got 0% financing for 75 months? 0%.
That's how Strong became the number one Volkswagen dealer in the country. Number one in Volkswagen customer sales.
It's because we got a lifetime warranty, no charge.
Your engine, transmission, driveline, even turbos and more. Warranty for life, no charge.
At Strong, Strong Volkswagen of Salt Lake City.
1070 South Main Street.
In the heart of Salt Lake City.
Get details at strongvw.com.
Based on most recent customer sales report.
If you've been thinking about getting solar, you're going to want to listen to this. What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and I'm going to be live with Jeff Kaplan tonight between about 5:30 and 6:30 talking about solar in Utah. We'll be discussing the changes being made to the solar program and how to take advantage of the best possible energy reimbursement rate Rocky Mountain Power offers. When we talk to homeowners, the biggest reason we hear people choose to install a rooftop solar system is the money they'll save. They love how they can lower what they pay each month for electricity, plus the added benefit of being protected from energy rate hikes in the future. If this sounds like something you'd like, this really is the best time to call and talk to someone about your options. You need to understand the changes that are coming and how they might affect the savings you'll see in the future. If you're a homeowner and want to know more, call Any Hour Services and schedule a time to meet with one of our solar experts who can answer all of your questions. And if you call and schedule tonight, we'll give you dinner and movie tickets just to thank you for meeting with us. Call Any Hour Services at 801-443-7400. That's 801-443-7400. Any Hour Services.
KSL News Time 408. Jeff Kaplan here, and this is my Minute of News brought to you by Sheng Company. Can we stop with all the conspiracy theories? The idea that dozens of people can manage to keep a secret about anything is ridiculous. I mean, it makes for a great TV show, but the government hushing up the truth, is this the same government that does healthcare? Which brings us to the latest conspiracy theory, Melania Gate. An internet theory that the White House is sending out a body double to stand alongside the president. That it's not Melania. Oh, there are pictures on the web. During a visit to a Secret Service training facility, Melania's height was wrong. The sunglasses were too big. Side-by-side photos proved it, and well, you could say there is a case. Check out the Jeff Kaplan Afternoon News Facebook page. However, the Washington Post has quickly torn this conspiracy theory to shreds. The body double's not tall enough. That's because Melania ditched her heels. She's in flats. And the paper has published another pic where Melania is at the same appearance without her sunglasses. It's her. So you can believe the Washington Post, which the president usually calls fake news. Or you can believe the guy who invented the conspiracy theory who makes his living by selling hemp syrup on the internet. I kid you not. Hemp syrup dealer by day, conspiracy exposer by night. See, this is why I hate conspiracy theories.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's free mobile banking app. We are seeing traffic that's a little heavy and slow. Southbound I-15 between 4500 and 106 South. Northbound I-15, a little clogged up around 90th South. But I-215's belt route, I-80 and the 201, so far so good. We do have a crash with injuries that's affecting the right lane of traffic. Eastbound 5400 South, 2700 West. Aubrey?
Utah County drivers can expect a slowdown starting going on southbound I-15, starting about the point of the mountain, and it doesn't ease up until Lehigh's Main Street. If you're driving on the Provo City streets, you're going to see a little bit of slowing on 800 North between University Avenue and 700 East. Joe?
Well, regrettably, we still have a lot of traffic in Kaysville. This is due to the crash earlier up at Layton Parkway. It's now backed all the way nearly to Lagoon. Very slow traffic through that area. Once past that, you're free and clear, with the exception of Brigham City, right in front of the airport. We had a crash there earlier that still has about a mile of slowing. Find out more about how your kitchen or bath can be the kitchen or bath of your dreams in just 3 days. Just visit 3daykitchen.com. That's 3daykitchen.com. Joe Davis in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's get the KSL weather forecast.
The rest of the afternoon is going to continue to bring sunshine for the Wasatch Front. High temperature heading up to 74 degrees. We will have a little bit of a breeze out of the south around 10 miles per hour, but it means we're looking at mild conditions. In fact, lows tonight will stay in the mid-50s, so we'll be about 15 degrees above average, so a warm night tonight. But for the day on Friday, we are going to see temperatures stopping their warming at noon at a high of 65 before storms roll in. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
We're at 74 degrees in Salt Lake City. Girls and the Cub Scouts, we'll go in depth. Stay here with KSL.
Do you suffer from the pain or the embarrassment of varicose veins? Do you cover up your legs with long pants, even in the heat of summer? Isn't it time to improve your quality of life to enjoy your favorite activities with less leg discomfort? If you have leg pain, aching or cramping, leg or ankle swelling, restless legs, a heavy feeling, or fatigued legs, you're invited to attend a complimentary varicose vein screening at Vein Institute of Utah. Vein Institute of Utah, the Center for Excellence. And most procedures may be covered by insurance, or ask about their interest-free payment plans. Call 877-FIX-VEIN for your complimentary Vein Institute of Utah screening at 909 East, 9400 South in Sandy. Call 877-FIX-VEIN. That's 877-FIX-VEIN for your complimentary Vein Institute of Utah screening. Or visit UtahVeins.com. That's UtahVeins.com.
So what do you get when Lady Gaga drops in on the Wicked Witch of the West? More laughs than a barrel full of flying monkeys. I know, sounds strange, right? Well, that's what you get when you go and see a production at Desert Star Playhouse. This is national talent, highly entertaining, performing locally here in Salt Lake City. It's laugh out loud. My kids are already bugging me. When are you going to take us to go and see Wickeder? And remember, you can book your Christmas party space there now. Book for December. Also, banquet spaces. You can get your tickets at DesertStarPlayhouse.com or dial 801-266-2600. Now, they're right here in Murray. And remember, you're going to want to get your tickets soon because these shows are going to sell out. I love Desert Star Playhouse because you can take your whole family, the kids, you, your grandparents, and no screens, no devices whatsoever. So get your tickets now, DesertStarPlayhouse.com.
Wickeder, we're off to see the Wicked. Now playing, get your tickets today.
Hey, snowmobilers, Utah Valley Power Sports has the latest Ski-Doo Summits and mountain riding accessories available now. Built for demanding terrain, Ski-Doo Summits are available in the lightweight, powerful 850 E-Tech engine and agile Rev Gen 4 chassis. Save up to $2,000 with 0% financing for 36 months for qualified cardholders on select 2017 models. When you visit Utah Valley Power Sports during the Yellow Tag promotion until October 31st, stop in today. Ski-Doo, what matters is what's next. Restrictions apply. Customer offers are based on creditworthiness. See for details.
Get a large two-topping Pizza Hut pizza for just $7.99 when you order online. Oh, and did we mention we'll deliver it right to your door? It's the best pizza delivery deal only at Pizza Hut.
KSL News Time, 4:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Orem police say a man pulled a gun on an officer. That man is lucky to be alive. The weapon? A BB gun. Cops didn't know that. They wrestled 19-year-old Anton Bay to the ground and arrested him. I'm Sandy Collins.
Second, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has temporarily removed its missionaries from the island of Madagascar. A plague is forcing 69 missionaries to be relocated or reassigned. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot, we're brought to you by Mounted America's free mobile banking app.
We have a KSL traffic trooper saying there's a multiple vehicle crash. There may be injuries with this as well. It's taking up the center lanes of traffic southbound I-15 prior to SR-92 Timpanogos Highway as you're trying to get into Utah County. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Temperatures climbed into the 70s today, but a storm comes tomorrow. I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's 74 degrees. Now KSL's top national stories
from ABC News.
I'm Richard Cantu. He came, he tried to speak, he got shouted down. The crowd shouting, "Go home, Nazis," turned out to greet white nationalist Richard Spencer at the University of Florida. He'd rented space to speak, but gave up after being yelled at for an hour and a half. Outside the auditorium,
the man with a shaved head and broad sideburns and a swastika t-shirt identified himself as Randy Furness of Idaho. He came here apparently to either hear Richard Spencer speak or to espouse his same views. He did so in a crowd of people and was punched in the face.
ABC's Jim Ryan in Gainesville, Florida. His chief of staff coming to President Trump's defense in the controversy over his outreach to an Army widow.
Chief of Staff General John Kelly defending the president's call to the widow of a soldier killed in Niger, saying Mr. Trump did nothing wrong, but that the congresswoman who heard the call did.
It stuns me that a member of Congress would have listened in on that conversation.
General Kelly lost his son in war and said the most important calls and letters he received were from fellow service members. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
President Trump giving his administration high marks for its response to the Puerto Rican hurricane catastrophe.
I'd say it was a 10. I'd say it was probably the most difficult when you talk about relief, when you talk about search, when you talk about all of the different levels. And even when you talk about lives saved.
The president met with Puerto Rican Governor Ricardo Rossello, who says there's still a lot more to do.
Give the U.S. citizens of Puerto Rico the adequate resources. Treat us the same as citizens in Texas, in Florida, and elsewhere. We will come out of this stronger.
California's insurance commissioner says preliminary losses from the wildfires have topped $1 billion. The number of homes and structures destroyed, almost 7,000. Wall Street, the Dow closed up 5 points. The Nasdaq lost 19. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Girls will be joining the ranks of the Cub Scouts soon, but the Cubs may want to stay out of the political arena in the future. ABC's Sherry Preston with the story.
What happens when the Cub Scouts get political? Well, sometimes the Cub Scouts get kicked out of the pack. This is the sound of an 11-year-old Cub Scout from Colorado asking a question of Colorado State Senator Vicky Marble.
Why do you specifically want black people?
You can't hear it very well, but that's Ames Mayfield asking Marble about comments that she made in 2013 when she said that there are problems in the black race in terms of life expectancy, sickle cell anemia, and diabetes in the genetic makeup. She then talked about barbecue and chicken in the South. If you listen, you can hear Marble saying that never happened. And when 11-year-old Ames asks her take on guns and domestic violence, he was told to leave the room and he was kicked out of his Cub Scout pack. Now, the Scouts say they are not political. Ames's mom, who admits that she is politically active but claims she didn't help her son with any of the questions, says other kids asked about political things, but they weren't kicked out. For what it's worth, Sherry Preston, ABC News.
You've been listening to the KSL In-Depth. It's 419. We have a check on traffic. We're brought to you by Mountain America's free mobile banking app, and this Triple Team report begins with Ricky Meese.
And traffic is filling in and slowing down southbound I-15. That's going to be between 2100 South and 90th South, northbound I-15. Also, still seeing traffic that's building Draper into Sandy. A little bit of heavy and slower traffic southbound on Foothill from the U, almost to I-80. And then we do have this crash reported eastbound 5400 South, 2700 West. Aubrey?
We have a multi-car crash on southbound I-15 in Lehigh. A KSL traffic troopers are telling us that it includes a motorhome, and I can also see that it includes a double dump truck there. The accident is just prior to the exit for the Tippecanoe Highway, and a few center lanes are closed there. You're going to start seeing backups clear up to the Bangor Highway exit on southbound I-15. Joe?
Well, it's easy now in Box Elder County, that traffic in front of the airport from that earlier crash. So not expecting you'll be in long delays through that area, but you'll make up for it on the way there through Layton and Kaysville and Farmington. This is due to a new crash. This is about 1800 South in Kaysville on the left-hand side. It's closed. The HOV lane as well as the shoulder, they're blocked. So expect to be very slow going through that area, adding maybe 10 minutes to your commute for that space alone. And then it continues on up into late past the Layton Hills Mall. Win a 3-day winter warmer land holiday vacation package to sunny Southern California, courtesy of Visit Anaheim and Hilton Anaheim Lodging, theme park tickets, and more. Visit KSL's Fall for Anaheim contest page to win. I'm Joe Davis in the KSL Traffic Center.
Kevin Eubank is right here in the studio. So Is this Indian summer?
You know, that folklore that goes back, actually it's not. What you need is your first freeze of the year, which we had this past weekend. Then you got to go back to the 80s. So we haven't done that. 75 in Salt Lake. It sure is nice out there, but it's probably the warmest we're going to see for the rest of the year.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Cold storm coming in tomorrow. It should arrive midday. In the meantime, tonight, breezy. We'll be in the 50s. Tomorrow, we'll get to the 60s ahead of that front and then crash into the 40s and 30s behind it. As I mentioned, not a lot of rain, but there will be some in the valleys, a little bit of mountain snow. Gone by Saturday, partly cloudy and 53, then 60s. Return for Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. In fact, upper 60s and sunshine for the first of next week.
All right. Thanks a lot, Kevin. We're at 74 degrees and my minute of news, which you hear every afternoon here on KSL News Radio. I'm honored that KSL's decided to turn it into a podcast. You can listen to any episode you miss. We have hundreds of them online. All you have to do is Google My Minute of News or just text the word minute to 57500. KSL News Time, 422.
I'm Marshall Tate, and my company is Midwest Commercial Interiors. Here's what we know about office interiors. Today's open office plans help to maximize real estate and offer a compelling solution from a cost perspective. They can encourage employee engagement, collaboration, and sharing of knowledge between coworkers. At the same time, open office plans can prove challenging, especially when privacy or uninterrupted task focus is required. At Midwest, we're experts at balancing these often competing objectives. We understand how workflow and adjacencies affect the overall environment and productivity, how privacy and concentration zones can complement open plans, and how to use furniture to create visual and acoustical privacy. We work with our clients to ensure they get the benefits of an open space plan without compromising concentration for the tasks at hand. So whether you're just beginning to think about your new office space or you're down the road with a competitor, give Midwest 2 hours. Because whether you work with Midwest or not, you should know what we know. Midwest Commercial Interiors. Design, furnish, and impress.
Midwest Commercial Interiors, Utah's office furniture leader for over 76 years. Midwest. Design, furnish, and impress.
Taxes, taxes, taxes. Are you one of many Americans currently surrounded by tax troubles? Is the IRS claiming you owe them money? If so, they can and will do everything possible to collect. They can levy IRAs and 401ks, even Social Security. They can garnish wages and attack your bank accounts. Don't be a victim. You have rights, and now is the time to act. Call the IRS Law Pros. They'll help you deal with the IRS. Call now to get an attorney to work on your behalf to resolve these issues. IRS Law Pros have over 20 years' experience. Don't let the IRS bully you. Get a pro to help you fight back. Call for a free consultation. IRS Law Pros have two convenient locations in South Jordan and Bountiful. Call 801-444-9304 to schedule a free consultation now. That's 801-444-9304. Or visit us on the web at www.irslawpros.com.
At Square, we're in the business of simplifying business. We made accepting credit cards simple for millions of people all over the world. And now we've set our sights on the point of sale. We happen to think every business deserves an affordable, intelligent, and intuitive system. So we made one. The Square point of sale is simple to use, but powerful enough for any business. You can design and set up your items in minutes, see sales trends on what's selling best, and get inventory alerts when items are running low. The Square point of sale also creates customer profiles automatically, so you can learn more about your customers and get in touch with them about events or promotions. We also made it affordable. You can download the Square point of sale app free. Really, it's like we took a standard point of sale, cut out the bad stuff, and made the good stuff a whole lot better. It's the point of sale squared. Learn more at square.com/POS. That's square.com/POS.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL. Business Insider and Foursquare say they've figured out the most popular fast food chain in the U.S. It's Chick-fil-A. The companies based their finding on which chains received the most number of... a math formula. Utah, though, bucked the trend. In-N-Out is number one in the Beehive State. KSL Drives brought to you by Ken Garfalvo, Safety First. Consumer Reports found Toyota, Lexus, and Kia are the top brands when it comes to reliability. Toyota is the top brand for the fifth straight year. Cadillac, GMC, and Ram turned out to be the worst. Stitch Fix has filed to go public. It's one of several companies that ships shoppers' clothing to try on at home before they buy. Stitch Fix says it plans to raise $100 million in an IPO. Wall Street today, the Dow edged up 5 points. The S&P was up less than a point. The NASDAQ Composite lost 19. KSL News Time 425. Sandy, we hear today that Billy Joel is going to be a dad again. For the third time?
That's
Isn't he
right.
like 300 years old?
He's up there in the Tony Randall years. He's 68 years old, and he's going to be a daddy once again. His wife, Alexis Roderick, having their second child. Their first baby together is just two, little Della Rosa. The baby, this new one, is reportedly due at any time. And, of course, he had a baby with Christie Brinkley, who's now Alexa Ray. She's only 31, so there's going to be quite a difference in age between these babies. But he is still amazing. I mean, he's still touring. He's had no new music since 1993. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
And he's still sold out a 40,000-seat stadium singing all of his hits.
He's a prolific songwriter and apparently father, but this kid... He's going to be 83 years old when the kid gets its driver's license.
Well, you know what David Letterman said here recently? He said he held off for so long having a child because he was so afraid to do it. And the second what is his name? Harry.
Yeah.
He said the second that baby was born, he said, I had made the worst mistake in the world, and he wished he'd had a kid a lot sooner. So, you know, Billy Joel's, you know, he's been a dad for 30-some years, so he'll just do it
again. What's the point we're making? Hurry up, everybody?
No, just let whatever happens happen, I guess. You know, there you go. KSL News Time now, 4:27.
Been thinking about getting solar, you're going to want to listen to this. What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and I'm going to be live with Jeff Kaplan tonight between about 5:30 and 6:30 talking about solar in Utah. We'll be discussing the changes being made to the solar program and how to take advantage of the best possible energy reimbursement rate Rocky Mountain Power offers. When we talk to homeowners, the biggest reason we hear people choose to install a rooftop solar system is the money they'll save. They love how they can lower what they pay each month for electricity, plus the added benefit of being protected from energy rate hikes in the future. If this sounds like something you'd like, this really is the best time to call and talk to someone about your options. You need to understand the changes that are coming and how they might affect the savings you'll see in the future. If you're a homeowner and want to know more, call Any Hour Services and schedule a time to meet with one of our solar experts who can answer all of your questions. And if you call and schedule tonight, we'll give you dinner and movie tickets just to thank you for meeting with us. Call Any Hour Services at 801-443-7400. That's 801-443-7400. Any Hour Services.
Visit the contest page at ksl.com/win to score great prizes. This week, you can win a getaway to experience Oktoberfest at Snowbird, including lodging and activity passes, or win tickets to see the stand-up comedy of Tim Allen October 20th at the new Eccles Theater. Also, when you log on to ksl.com/win, you could score tickets to the Utah Symphony's Rhapsody on a Theme of Paganini, November 17th at Abravanel Hall. It's all there, so log on today and win at ksl.com/win.
We have emergency traffic at KSL News Radio. We're brought to you by Mountain America's free mobile banking app. So, Ricky, what's going on?
This is trying to get into Utah County southbound on I-15, a multiple vehicle crash. If there are injuries, they don't seem to be too bad, but it's been blocking the left-hand center lanes of traffic southbound I-15 prior to SR-92 Timpanogos Highway. With these left-hand center lanes blocked, only two right lanes getting by and causing stop-and-go delays back to 146 South. Aubrey?
You're going to see your typical slowdowns on southbound I-15 in Salt Lake County between 2100 South and 106 South in Sandy. Joe?
From bad to worse, Layton Parkway all the way back now to Farmington is where you'll see northbound traffic on I-15 in Davis County. The Utah Snowmobile Show this Friday and Saturday at Southtown Expo Center. Discount tickets at snowwest.com/shows. The Utah Snowmobile Show this Friday and Saturday at Southtown Expo Center. I'm Joe Davis in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines. And Kevin Eubank has your KSL weather forecast.
A cold front is headed towards Utah. Now ahead of it, we've got south winds and a beautiful day, mid-70s so far. Tonight, we'll stay mild in the 50s because of those south winds, but the cold front sweeps through midday on Friday. Temperatures will fall down into the 40s and 30s behind that front. We'll see a little valley rain and some high elevation snow. Should be gone by early Saturday. Partly cloudy and 53 Saturday afternoon. Mid-60s by Sunday. Sunshine and near 70 by Monday. From the KSO Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
It's 4:30 at KSL News Radio. We have broken clouds. It's 74 degrees.
Emergency traffic in Utah County. I'm Joe Davis.
I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story. A hiker took a bad fall from one of the highest and most remote corners of Utah. It took several agencies, including the Utah National Guard, to get him help.
It happened just below Anderson Pass at King's Peak, the highest peak in Utah. Sheriff's officials say the hiker had fallen some 200 feet. The only aircraft certified to hoist him to safety at night, a National Guard Black Hawk helicopter. Lieutenant Colonel Ricky Smith says the altitude, terrain, other factors made it a very hazardous process.
We had our night vision goggles on. Terrain was very, very steep.
The hiker was flown to a nearby meadow where he was loaded onto a life flight helicopter. A Department of Public Safety chopper also helped get rescuers to and from the scene. Mark Juke, KSL News Radio.
Fascinating. Now more of our top stories. Here's Sandy Collins.
We're looking at new video today, Jeff. Orem police say the body cam video shows a suspect lying to the officers about his identity. Then he gets out of his car and points a gun at them. Lieutenant Craig Martinez says the officers were trying to be nice at first, but suspect Anton Bay yelled at them to kill him.
We kind of think this was a possible attempt at a suicide by cop, pulling out something that looks like a real gun to us at the time. Ends up being a BB gun. For this purpose, he was trying to get us to shoot him.
Now, Bay had a warrant for his arrest. He now faces more criminal charges. Fortunately, nobody was shot and no one was hurt. The video shocked us, that woman stealing a credit card out of the convenience store clerk's wallet as that man was seizing on the floor. But the victim in the case has something to say, and it's not what you might expect. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has this update now live. Paul?
Sandy, the 7-Eleven clerk who was pickpocketed while having a seizure, he's calling for the hate-filled social media comments about the suspect to stop. Dustin Malone says he has been contacted by the mother of suspect Alexandra Dusnip and has learned she has serious mental health challenges. He says Dusnip's mother has also received her own share of online hate.
I feel for her more than anything because she's having to see all of this, and she lashed back out on social media, and I don't blame her. I would have done the same thing.
Malone says he will have a chance to speak with the suspect in court. He says there have been people online calling Dusnip white trash and saying she should be hanged. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Thank you, Paul. Now, members of the Senate Armed Services Committee are upset that nothing's being done to protect upcoming elections. Now with KSL's top national stories, here's Maria Chaleos, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Sandy, members from both sides of the aisle voicing their concerns at a cybersecurity hearing before the Senate Armed Services Committee.
Our adversaries, both state and non-state actors, view the entire information domain as a battle space and across it. They are waging a new kind of war against us.
Committee Chairman Senator John McCain and others voicing dissatisfaction with the FBI and the Defense Department for not taking steps to protect the midterm elections. Meantime, Democrats are pulling out the heavy hitters with two gubernatorial races this year.
Elections matter. Every vote counts.
Former President Barack Obama campaigning for Democratic nominee Phil Murphy this afternoon in New Jersey before an evening rally for Ralph Northam in Virginia. The Senate Armed Services Committee also putting pressure on the Pentagon to provide additional details about the attack in Niger that left four U.S. soldiers dead.
Sub-Saharan Africa is a very difficult place to operate. So we'll investigate this. We'll have conclusions, and those conclusions will be presented.
That is Lieutenant General Kenneth McKenzie, the chair of the Senate Armed Services Committee, saying today that he may seek a subpoena to get more information. And Los Angeles police investigating a possible sexual assault case against Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein. The case stems from a 2013 incident, and this is the first investigation involving Weinstein in L.A. Weinstein has been accused of sexual harassment or abuse by more than three dozen women. Live at the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
We've got some good news in the wake of Hurricane Harvey. Companies that are responsible for cleaning up a Superfund site there say that they've checked the highly contaminated soil and say there's no evidence that it was spread by the storm. An earlier test has suggested that these terrible chemicals linked to cancer and birth defects had entered that nearby river. It is a little late in the season to take a dip in a mountain lake, but the Utah Department of Environmental Quality says swimmers and water skiers should avoid several Wasatch Back reservoirs. KSL News Radio's Dave Colley has more.
It's because toxic algal blooms have appeared this week at Echo, Rockport, and Deer Creek reservoirs. A water quality team out sampling for E. coli contamination instead spotted scum on those waters, leading to the warnings. Algal blooms are a growing problem in Utah lakes. They're apparently no longer limited to just the summer months either.
We've got new warnings now for Utah Lake, Jordanelle, and more. And how much might you have to pay if Utah ends up hosting the Olympics again? Well, city and state leaders today tried to answer that question during their first formal meeting of the new exploratory committee. KSL News Radio's Brianna Bodley has the story live in the KSL 24-hour news center. Brianna?
Sandy, they all agreed it's an exciting idea, but if the money doesn't match up, Governor Herbert implied it just isn't an option.
The phrase that comes to mind is we want to make sure we do our due diligence.
There are concerns if Salt Lake City gets a slot too close to when Los Angeles hosts, the sponsorship money might not be there. Federal dollars are also a question, and Fraser Bullock, COO of the 2002 Olympics here in Utah, say the cost will be high.
Our budget would probably be in 2017 dollars somewhere around $1.6 billion.
And that doesn't include federal money for security costs. Bullock says he hopes they can cut a few of those dollars off, especially because the venues are already built. They say public support is there. It's the money they have to be very careful with. Live, Brianna Bodley, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 4:36.
We'll check in with Ricky Meese. We have problems, right?
We do. If you're trying to get into Utah County, well, the delays are waiting for you right after Bangor Highway on southbound I-15. It's due to an accident which crews have done an amazing job to get out of the center lanes. It is still blocking the left lanes of traffic southbound I-15 right before SR-92 Timpanogos Highway. Now that we have a few more lanes open, traffic is starting to move, but it's still going to take a while for these delays that are solid to clear out from Draper into Lehigh. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
All right, Ricky. Complex science made simple. My Minute is up next.
Do you know J-Mac?
Fearless. He's not afraid to tackle the big issue of the day.
He challenges me to think in a new way.
Get a fresh look at the world around you.
Wait a second. That's a completely different take.
The J-Mac News Show.
It helps me to get clear.
Right after Utah's new news on KSL News Radio, Utah's news station.
You know, in the last 30 years working with Ford, what I've learned is an F-150 sells itself. Hi, Bill Barnes, Performance Ford, Lincoln Bountiful. All new 2017 F-150 STX Crew Cab 4x4 EcoBoost are up to $10,500 off MSRP or 0% APR for up to 48 months.
Discounts include all Eco discounts. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit on approved credit. Sales price is plus taxes and fees. See dealer for details. Offer expires 10/31/2017.
How's that for selling itself?
When I was playing quarterback in college, huddle time was critical to make sure everybody was on the same page. Hey, Coach Casey with Performance Toyota Bountiful, where you're always the most valuable player on our team. And every play is called by you, because you really don't know what transparency feels like until you're on our team. Performance Toyota Bountiful, where we'll put a smile on your face with every vehicle. When you're on a great team, you have the confidence and belief that we're all in this together. Performance Toyota Bountiful.
This is Jeff Stout with Fink & McGregor, Mortgages Made Simple. Fink & McGregor is a mortgage broker. What is the difference between a broker and a bank or direct lender? Access. As a broker, we have access to a wide range of loan programs and guidelines. This means we can do loans that others can't. Because we have access to a large number of different lenders, we can shop for wholesale rates as many of our lenders fight for the top spot. The result is better rates and lower fees. Because we have access, we can quickly switch lenders if your loan unexpectedly hits a dead end. Because we have access, we can stay on top of who is providing better service, avoiding delays from clogged pipelines. Because we have access, we can serve you better. Better rates, better service, and a better experience. Fink & McGregor, Mortgages Made Simple, 264-9494. That's 264-9494. Or on the web at finkmcgregor.com.
For this, you have to kind of pay close attention. KSL News Time, 4:39. My Minute of News now brought to you by Shane Company. An astonishing discovery 130 million light years away has proven a long-standing theory that was devised by Albert Einstein and later advanced in a musical research paper published by Madonna in 1985. It's true that Madonna is a material girl. She's composed of oxygen, carbon, hydrogen. Oh, there's nitrogen, calcium, a dash of phosphorus. But it's her larger theory that we live in a material world that got the attention of scientists this week. In a faraway galaxy, a pair of neutron stars collided. and sensitive instruments on Earth recorded the resulting chaos. Neutron stars are the cinders left behind by burnt-out stars, like our own sun. Neutron stars are so dense that a thimble filled with neutron star material weighs more than a million elephants. And when they collide, the explosion is so powerful, it turns out that's how gold is created. And this week, scientists watched it happen. Combine this with the fact that it rains diamonds on Uranus, and I think our preeminent scientists have proven Professor Madonna's theorem that we do indeed live in a material world. Did you make a Uranus joke to yourself right there? Did you? Come on, you did. You're so busted.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's free mobile banking app, and emergency traffic continues due to a crash in Lehigh. This is southbound on I-15, about a mile prior to the SR-92 Timpanogos Highway exit. Right now, I can see at least one lane blocked in HOV lane. There may be two left lanes blocked. But at least more traffic is able to get by in the center and right lanes. However, you still have solid backups into Draper, not quite the Bangor Highway. It is also causing some curiosity slowing on the northbound side of I-15 from Thanksgiving Point, about a mile past SR-92. Aubrey?
Still seeing a little bit of southbound slowing on I-15 in Salt Lake from about 2100 south to 114th south in Sandy. I'm also seeing a touch of northbound slowing through Sandy on I-15. We do still have a crash on 5400 south and 2700 west in Taylorsville, so you're going to just want to watch out for that. Joe?
A crash northbound I-15 at 1800 south. HOV lane in Kaysville. The source of slow and go traffic backing all the way to Farmington. Relief now from the crash in Brigham City as that has been completely removed from the road. So you'll see residual slowing there. With the leaves changing and cooler weather coming, now's the perfect time to upgrade to a gas, wood, electric, or pellet fireplace from Alpine Fireplace. Visit alpinefireplaces.com or one of their six locations. I'm Joe Davis in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines, and Kevin Eubank has your KSL weather forecast.
It's been a wonderful day here in northern Utah. Sunny skies, temperatures in the mid-70s with a light breeze out of the south. The winds will pick up tonight ahead of a cold front that will move in on Friday. That will bring some valley rain and mountain snow to northern Utah. Temperatures stay mild overnight, but then behind this front will fall down into the 40s and 30s. The storm will move out by early on Saturday, partly cloudy and 53 Saturday afternoon. 60s and sunshine return for the first of next week. From the KSO Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
We have 74 degrees in Salt Lake City. A daring rescue atop Utah's highest peak. We're going to talk with someone who was aboard the rescue chopper. Stay with us. We'll go in depth. Coming up on KSL News Radio.
Hello, this is Hans.
This is Franz. Do you know that Volkswagen Southtown has Jettas priced at $7,700 and the Passat for $8,600? It must be a typo.
Jeepers creepers. Let's get Josh on the phone. It'll be a party line.
This is Josh with Volkswagen Southtown.
Josh, are you crazy? Advertising a Jetta for only $7,700?
Hey, guys, we've got to clear out all of our 2017s, so I'm pulling out all the stops. Anyone who comes in today can drive away in a brand new Jetta for $7,700 or a Passat for $8,600. We've got Golf Alltrax for $12,600 or a Tiguan for $11,500. These prepaid leases are our biggest discounts of the year. Or we have up to $10,000 off remaining 17s. Plus, don't forget, we have credit solutions for everybody.
Josh, stop it! If you do that, everyone in Utah will come buy a car this month. We'll be overrun!
We can handle it, Franz. We're number one for a reason.
Get to Volkswagen Southtown today or visit VWSouthtown.com.
Based on a prepaid lease on approved credit, see dealer for details.
If you've been thinking about getting solar, you're going to want to listen to this. What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and I'm going to be live with Jeff Kaplan tonight between about 5:30 and 6:30 talking about solar in Utah. We'll be discussing the changes being made to the solar program and how to take advantage of the best possible energy reimbursement rate Rocky Mountain Power offers. When we talk to homeowners, the biggest reason we hear people choose to install a rooftop solar system is the money they'll save. They love how they can lower what they pay each month for electricity, plus the added benefit of being protected from energy rate hikes in the future. If this sounds like something you'd like, this really is the best time to call and talk to someone about your options. You need to understand the changes that are coming and how they might affect the savings you'll see in the future. If you're a homeowner and want to know more, call Any Hour Services and schedule a time to meet with one of our solar experts who can answer all of your questions. And if you call and schedule tonight, we'll give you dinner and movie tickets just to thank you for meeting with us. Call Any Hour Services at 801-443-7400. That's 801-443-7400. Any Hour Services.
The following is based on a 30-year 3.82 and 15-year 3.23 APR, NMLS 245422.
Hi, Doug Wright here. Are you thinking of refinancing or buying a home? My friends at American Loans can give you a 3% fixed rate on a 15-year mortgage and 3 5/8 on a 30-year loan, meaning you can consolidate your first and second mortgages or other debts for a fixed rate of only 3%. That's 3% fixed rate. So call American Loans at 800-NEW-LOAN, 800-NEW-LOAN. They also have other programs like no mortgage insurance up to 95% of the value of your home, or loans with zero closing costs at the best rates available. If you're buying a home or just refinancing and want a fixed rate as low as 3%, call American Loans at 801-269-0900, 269-0900, or 800-NEW-LOAN. 800-NEW-LOAN, or go to AmericanLoans.com.
Is your mortgage rate 3% or less? If not, call American Loans at 800-NEW-LOAN. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Salt Lake City police are trying to find a driver who hit a skateboarder, backed over him, then flipped a U-turn and drove away on October 5th. It was all caught on security camera. The victim still in the hospital. I'm Sandy Collins.
Second, remembrances are pouring in today for former Salt Lake County recorder Gary Ott. He died early this morning. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot brought to you by Mounted America's free mobile banking app.
Two left lanes blocked with a crash. Southbound I-15 about a mile prior to SR-92 to Tippinogos Highway. Those left lanes blocked. We have delays circling back around the point of the mountain to Bangor Highway. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Mild temperatures today, but a cool down is coming. I'm Kevin Eubank.
74 degrees, and now KSL's top national stories.
With white nationalist Richard Spencer getting shouted down during a speech he tried to give at the University of Florida, former President George W. Bush was giving a speech in New York City. He didn't name President Trump, but warned of a political climate in which bigotry is emboldened.
Bigotry or white supremacy in any form is blasphemy against the American creed.
Louisiana's health department says salmonella-tainted chicken and sausage jambalaya may have killed one person and apparently sickened dozens at a softball team's fundraiser on Monday. 31 people were hospitalized after the fundraiser in Columbia, Louisiana. Officials expecting more illnesses. More than 300 plates of the dish were sold. A tourist from Spain was killed in Italy when a 6-inch by 6-inch piece of decorative masonry fell more than 60 feet from the Basilica of Santa Croce in Florence and hit him in the head. Authorities were checking the stability of the Gothic-era church. Wall Street, the Dow closed up 5 points. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. In the dark of night, surrounded by rocky cliffs, a Utah National Guard Black Hawk helicopter crew braved dangerous conditions to rescue an injured hiker. This was in the High Uinta Wilderness last night. The 20-year-old man had fallen from a steep route below King's Peak, the highest point in the state. Chief Warrant Officer Brady Cloward is with me live now on the newsline. You were on the chopper for this rescue?
Yes, sir. I was one of the pilots.
Okay, this happened in a place where you have to deal with thin air. It's high altitude. There are steep cliffs, and you're in the dark. How intimidating are those conditions?
It's something we train for all the time. It can put you on high alert, but I wouldn't say intimidated was the word we would use. Very alert and very aware of our surroundings.
I would imagine everybody aboard the chopper has to have tremendous trust in that pilot.
We've all worked together quite a bit, and this is what we train to do.
Okay. Well, Utah has a lot of talented chopper crews. We have a DPS team. There's the medical choppers. So why weren't they able to grab this guy? Why do you call in the Blackhawks?
The aircraft limitations for the other ones are a big factor. We have quite the powerhouse with the UH-60. The altitude is of where this guy was at was a huge environmental limitations, and with winds and everything else up there, there just wasn't the a power for a lesser equipped aircraft.
So,
sorry, go ahead.
Briefly, how did the rescue take place? So you get up there and.
As soon as we came in, we saw the rescue crews on ground. They had their lights on. We started doing. We started analyzing where he was and how we were going to attempt the rescue and to see if even landing was a possibility. We determined that it was easiest to just use a hoist cable and lower our medic down. And our paramedic Zach Kessler packaged the patient, did treatment on the ground while we orbited overhead. And afterwards, we came in and picked him up and did a transfer for life flight 7 miles down the canyon area.
And the victim is in the hospital now. He's going to make it?
I haven't been updated on the victim status. After we passed him over to life flight, we kind of left it to them.
It is amazing the work you do. Do you get called in on these kind of cases that often?
This is actually the first time that the guard has been used for a hoist mission like this. So it's truly amazing, and it's such a great feeling to be able to do something for Utahns and to give back. We hope we can continue to do that with the emergency response teams.
Well, that was an amazing effort the other night, and thank you for your service.
Thank you. It's a fun job. I appreciate it. I wouldn't do anything else.
KSL News Time 4:51. You've been listening to The In-Depth. Now, on to emergency traffic. We're brought to you by Mountain America's free mobile banking app. Here is Ricky Meese.
If you are trying to get into Utah County, you are met with solid delays. Stacked up and slow, slow and go speeds. This is going to be southbound I-15 starting right about Bangor Highway. It's all due to this crash about a mile prior to SR-92 Timpanogos Highway. Now, as a result, we're seeing the overflow getting into Utah County southbound on Redwood Road, Camp Williams Road, and that's going to start with slowing in Bluffdale, continuing down to the National Guard. If you're northbound on I-15, you're going to see heavy and slow traffic, and that's going to be Thanksgiving Point up to the Point of the Mountain. Aubrey?
Southbound drivers on I-15 through Salt Lake can expect a little bit of slowing starting, but around the exit for I-80 and going to about 114 south in Sandy. If you're driving from downtown to the south interchange, it's going to take you about 12 to 15 minutes there. Everything else is looking pretty great right now. Joe?
Well, our northbound commute is still really rough. We've got that HOV lane just open now in Kaysville. This is about 1800 south going northbound. But with that, it's still very, very slow all the way back to Farmington. Once this is cleared, it may ease up a little bit, but we're already into that time of day where maybe that won't be the case. UDOT construction alert, plan for freeway closure, exit closure on I-15 this weekend. The ramp from southbound I-15 to eastbound I-80 will close Saturday night through Sunday morning for pothole repairs. I'm Joe Davis in the KSL Traffic Center.
We have the 7-day forecast now. Listen to Kevin Eubank in the KSL Weather Center.
Jeff, it's been a beautiful day with mostly sunny skies, temperatures in the mid-70s, but a cold front is moving our way. It will move in on Friday about midday, and it will bring some valley rain and mountain snow to northern Utah. Temperatures will be in the 50s overnight and then 60s before this front gets here on Friday, but behind the front, we'll crash down into the 40s and even the 30s. Saturday, partly cloudy and 53, 60s and partly cloudy on Sunday, back to upper 60s to near 70s with sunshine for the first to middle of next week. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
74 degrees, KSL News Time 4:53, and time for our weekly UDOT construction report. On the phone, spokesperson John Gleason. We just had the Black Hawk helicopter team on the air. John, you got to step up your game, okay?
I don't know that I can follow that, Jeff.
You're going to have to try. What do drivers need to know this weekend?
Well, Jeff, we've got some more lane restrictions scheduled Saturday night on I-15 in Salt Lake City. Southbound I-15 is going to be down to two lanes from 400 south to 2700 south for pothole repairs. And in order to do this work safely, as Joe mentioned, the ramp from southbound I-15 to eastbound I-80, that's going to close from Saturday night through Sunday morning. So make sure that you follow the detour signs if you're trying to head east.
So any tips for people heading out of town for UEA weekend?
Well, the big one, if you're heading down to Zion National Park, Jeff, you want to make sure to leave early and allow plenty of extra time. SR-9 is reduced to a one-lane road in Springdale. And we're seeing heavy congestion already, delays from 30 minutes. We could see delays of up to an hour later on this weekend. And what we're doing, we're rebuilding SR-9 right now during the off-season so that it'll be done by next spring.
Thanks, John. Good job, by the way.
Thanks, Jeff.
Remember to join us every Thursday afternoon for the UDOT Construction Report.
So
So what do you get when Lady Gaga drops in on the Wicked Witch of the West? More laughs than a barrel full of flying monkeys. I know, sounds strange, right? Well, that's what you get when you go and see a production at Desert Star Playhouse. This is national talent, highly entertaining, performing locally here in Salt Lake City. It's laugh out loud. My kids are already bugging me. When are you going to take us to go and see Wickeder? And remember, you can book your Christmas party space there now. Book for December. Also, banquet spaces. You can get your tickets at DesertStarPlayhouse.com or dial 801-266-2600. Now, they're right here in Murray. And remember, you're going to want to get your tickets soon because these shows are going to sell out. I love Desert Star Playhouse because you can take your whole family, the kids, you, your grandparents, and no screens, no devices whatsoever. So get your tickets now, DesertStarPlayhouse.com.
Wickeder, we're off to see The Wicked now playing. Get your tickets today.
With a townhome at Daybreak, you can't separate the town from the home. And that's a good thing. Here, you can stroll over to the neighborhood bakery, take in the game, maybe a craft brew at the best sports pub in the valley, or catch light rail into the city. In other words, the town's not just part of your surroundings. It's part of your life, every day. Discover all kinds of ways to live at Daybreak. Starting from the high 100s. Learn more at DaybreakUtah.com.
Daybreak, with new homes and a whole other half of the community now open.
Stepping into the unknown, it can be difficult to find the way. But with the compassion of the cross and the security of the shield, obstacles become openings. As we have for more than 70 years, Regions Blue Cross Blue Shield will continue to light the way. Using our knowledge to create new healthcare solutions, giving you the power to shine forward to whatever awaits tomorrow. Regions Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL. McDonald's franchise owners are complaining about how long it takes to brew the new McCafe drinks. An analyst says it's slowing down service and causing delays at the drive-thrus. KSL Drives, brought to you by Jaguar Land Rover downtown Salt Lake. Google's parent company is throwing its financial support behind Lyft. Alphabet is leading a billion-dollar investment in Lyft that values the privately held company at $11 billion. The Dow was up 5 points today, the S&P up less than a point. The NASDAQ lost 19 points.
If you've been thinking about getting solar, you're going to want to listen to this. What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and I'm going to be live with Jeff Kaplan tonight between about 5:30 and 6:30 talking about solar in Utah. We'll be discussing the changes being made to the solar program and how to take advantage of the best possible energy reimbursement rate Rocky Mountain Power offers. When we talk to homeowners, the biggest reason we hear people choose to install a rooftop solar system is the money they'll save. They love how they can lower what they pay each month for electricity, plus the added benefit of being protected from energy rate hikes in the future. If this sounds like something you'd like, this really is the best time to call and talk to someone about your options. You need to understand the changes that are coming and how they might affect the savings you'll see in the future. If you're a homeowner and want to know more, call Any Hour Services and schedule a time to meet with one of our solar experts who can answer all of your questions. And if you call and schedule tonight, we'll give you dinner and movie tickets just to thank you for meeting with us. Call Any Hour Services at 801-443-7400. That's 801-443-7400. Any Hour Services.
Dan the Laptop Man here, and it's time for another PC Laptop's Bedtime Story. Once upon a time, Brian was looking for a new computer. He searched far and wide from north to south, and even took his quest online. But he had yet to find the PC of his dreams, and was feeling sad. If only I could find the perfect computer with a lifetime warranty to match, he thought to himself. But then Brian stumbled upon a magical store with a friendly staff and a selection galore. Inside, he knew he had found what he'd been searching for all along, a blazing fast PC with a lifetime warranty his heart had desired. Brian returned home, his new PC laptop's desktop in tow. And should it come time to upgrade, Brian knows where to go. PC Laptops, where we really do love Brian and you. PCLaptops.com.
Emergency traffic on KSL. We're brought to you by Mountain America's free mobile banking app. Here's Ricky.
You have stop and go and slow and go delays. Southbound I-15 that start just before Bangor Highway. It's all due to a crash in Lehigh. Still blocking the HOV lane of traffic about a mile prior to SR-92. Aubrey?
We have a stalled vehicle on the 201 freeway going west at about 5600 south. You're going to start seeing slowing for that around 400 west. And we still have our typical delays on southbound I-15 through Salt Lake and Sandy. Joe?
Well, things are definitely getting a little bit better going northbound into Davis County, but you're going to still see delays prior to the approach to Farmington and the split to 89. If you continue on 89, that's busy all the way up to Recruit Heights at about 200 north. Continuing I-15, it breaks up a little bit at Shepherd Lane, and then once again, it's pretty busy for about Gentile Street up to Layton Hills Mall, and pretty decent after that point. 60 days of free service on the world's premier office equipment, Valley Office Systems. Utah's only authorized Ricoh dealer now offers the power of Canon. ValleyOfficeSystems.com. Joe Davis in the KSL Traffic Center.
Down to 55 degrees. Overnight, tomorrow up to 65.